Let me invite you to open your Bibles to the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2. Our thoughts tonight will be coming from 2 Peter chapter 2. Certainly good to see everyone here this evening, and we're thankful for this opportunity that God has blessed us with to be able to once again come and to study God's Word. I love God's Word. I find that every time I open God's Word, it challenges me to be a better person. As we've been studying the book of 2 Peter from chapter 1, we emphasized spiritual growth. And as you look at chapter 1, we see that God wants us to grow spiritually speaking. And He has outlined spiritual growth. And you'll remember from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, we are to add the Christian virtues or the Christian graces to our life. And when we do this, we can make our calling and election sure. That is really the beauty of spiritual growth. It gives us assurance of eternal salvation. And I need that assurance, and you need that same assurance of eternal salvation. We need to know. We need to know that we're saved. We need to know that we are growing spiritually speaking, and that heaven will be our home. But as we come to chapter 2, we see the challenge to spiritual growth. And as you look at chapter 2 very closely, you begin to see what the challenge to spiritual growth is. The whole chapter, and I mean the whole chapter, has to do with false teachers. As you read 2 Peter chapter 2, you're going to see that 2 Peter chapter 2 is a lot like the book of Jude. Very similar in content. And so I would encourage you to read the book of Jude. It's not a very long book. It's a one chapter book. But Jude, like Peter here in chapter 2, is warning Christians about false teaching. You see, there is nothing more wicked than for someone to claim to speak for God, to the salvation of lost souls, when in reality they speak for Satan, to the damnation of souls. You see, those who promote heresy deceive people onto a path that leads to destruction. And God doesn't take this lightly. And I believe you will see this from the book of 2 Peter. Scripture warns us over and over again about false teaching and the eternal punishment that God will pour out upon those who deceive others down that wrong path that leads to destruction. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, verse number 18, we read in that verse about the wrath of God. A subject that a lot of people, I guess, they don't like talking about, the wrath of God. But Scripture talks about the wrath of God being revealed against ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Now listen to it. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You see, Paul is talking about the wrath of God, the damnation, eternal punishment being poured out upon false teachers, upon those who deceive others to go down, as we'll talk about later in our lesson, that broad path that leads to eternal destruction. Even here in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9, and also from verse number 3 and verse number 4. Again, God warns about the punishment that false teachers will receive. Now what you see at the end of chapter 1 and the beginning of chapter 2 is a contrast. At the end of chapter 1 we see that God has His prophets who were being moved, guided by the Holy Spirit. These prophets spoke for God. When we transition into chapter 2, we see that false teachers are now being considered. You have God's prophets, and then in chapter 2, you have false teachers who have plagued God's people through the ages. And as you think about false teaching, it is something that we see throughout every dispensation. And again, we will point that out as we go through our lesson tonight. But God has His prophets, the devil has his. God has His apostles, the devil has his. In fact, when you look at 2 Corinthians 11 verse number 13 and Revelation 2 verse 2, we read about those false prophets. And so we begin to see the challenge to spiritual growth. And what Peter does here in chapter 2, as we begin looking at just the first 3 or 4 verses, we will see that Peter gives us several reasons to beware of false teaching. Beware of false teaching. That's the thought that we see in these verses. And we're going to notice these reasons together as we begin in verse number 1. As we think about our first point, beware of false teachers because it's a perpetual threat to God's people. Again, beware of false teaching because it is a perpetual threat to God's people. Listen how Peter begins in verse number 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. You know, as we begin to look at this subject of false teaching, false teachers have been around for a long time. And when I stop and I think about what Peter is saying here in verse number 1, beware of false prophets, it takes me all the way back to the beginning, the book of Genesis. And when I turn over to Genesis chapter 3, I see sin's entrance into the world, and I see how sin entered the world. We see the devil at work there in Genesis chapter 3 and how Satan deceived Eve into believing a lie. She first heard a lie and she believed a lie and she obeyed a lie. She took of the forbidden fruit. And again, we see sin's entrance into the world. The devil deceived Eve through false teaching, through lies. And that is the very foundation of false teaching. False teaching is filled with lies. We might put it like this: lies that are sugar-coated. And you see again how that works in Genesis chapter 3. But when we look at 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, as we think about false teaching being a perpetual threat, it's always been like that. And we're reminded of the false teaching throughout Israel's history. Notice these names, and I'm just going to go through them. Balaam, Korah, Dathan, Jannes and Jambres, Zedekiah, Ahab. We'll talk about Hananiah from the book of Jeremiah. But all of these individuals were deceivers. They were liars. They were false teachers. And again, this is something that God's people struggled with throughout the Old Testament. False teaching has always been a perpetual threat to God's people. We see that in Israel's history, but we see that even in our day of time. I want us to go back to the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is one of my favorite books. Maybe that's why I've chosen the book of Jeremiah. But I want to begin in Jeremiah. And I have 4 or 5 passages that I want to turn to tonight as we talk about the perpetual threat of false teaching. Because this is what Jeremiah was up against. And this is what we are up against as the body of Christ. And I think it's important to remember that in the spiritual warfare that we are in, there are false teachers in the world, and through their lies they are deceiving people to go down the wrong path that leads to eternal destruction. That's always been the case. Now, as we turn our attention to the book of Jeremiah, read these passages with me. Beginning at Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 30. Jeremiah chapter 5, beginning at verse number 30. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah proclaims. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Verse 31. The prophets prophesy falsely. The priests bear rule by their means. And listen to it. My people love to have it so. And Jeremiah then asked the question, what will you do in the end thereof? That's a great question to ask. Because they weren't thinking about the end. The people were buying into the lies, to what was being said in these false prophets that Jeremiah is speaking of, sugarcoated the message, and that's why so many people wanted to hear it. My people love to have it so. That's what Jeremiah was up against. Keep reading with me, Jeremiah chapter 14. And really, you can study the book of Jeremiah by looking at the verses that I'm giving you tonight. But Jeremiah chapter 14, beginning at verse number 13, and we'll also read verse 14. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, But I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. Again, that is what false teaching is. It's lies in my name. I sent them not, God says. Neither have I commanded them, God says. Neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. You'll notice that these prophets, these false prophets, were doing this in the name of God. You know, just by going through the book of Jeremiah, we can see a lot concerning, or we can see what false teaching entails. It's lies. And many times those lies are being said in the name of the Lord. That's what was happening in the days of Jeremiah. Here Jeremiah was warning the people about captivity, and the false prophets come behind Jeremiah and listen to what they do. They pretty much say the opposite of what Jeremiah was revealing. Jeremiah was revealing sword, famine, and no peace. Yet these false prophets took Jeremiah's message and they put a twist on it. You see, that's what Peter says about false teaching later on, by the way, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18. They twist the Scriptures to their own destruction. And so you see the elements, the foundation of false teaching, how people will take something that God says and they will twist it to their own destruction. And so Jeremiah was prophesying sword and famine. The false prophets were saying there won't be sword, there won't be sword, there won't be famine, that there will be peace in the land. Look at Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, a couple more passages. Jeremiah chapter 23, notice with me beginning at verse number 30. Behold, Jeremiah 23, beginning at verse number 30. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord. Listen to it. That steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Again, God is talking about how they steal His words, how they twist His word, how they twist the Scriptures. Behold, God says, I'm against these prophets, these false prophets, said the Lord, that use their tongues and say, He saith. You see, they just weren't proclaiming their own message. They were putting God's name on it. They were saying, this is what the word of the Lord says. Thus they were deceiving the people. Verse number 32, behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them that cause my people to err by their lies, by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. So as you go through the book of Jeremiah, you see the perpetual threat of false teaching against God's people. This was destroying God's people. Let me give you one more passage from the book of Jeremiah. Turn over, if you would, to Jeremiah chapter 28. I mentioned Hananiah by name a while ago. And here in chapter 28, we read about the false prophet Hananiah. But I want to highlight chapter 28, verse number 15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, "Hear now, Hananiah. The Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people," listen to it, "to trust a lie." Again, that's what false teaching is. It's filled with lies. And Hananiah deceived people. He deceived people going down the wrong path. Throughout the book of Jeremiah, Hananiah was telling the people, "Peace, peace." And Jeremiah was telling the people, "There will be no peace." Jeremiah was telling the people that they would go into captivity and that they would serve the king for 70 years. But Hananiah was coming behind Jeremiah, putting a twist on what Jeremiah was saying, and saying that, as you read chapter 28, that Babylon would be destroyed with swift destruction. Jeremiah, again, was saying the opposite. The Babylonians are going to destroy us and take us into captivity. Hananias again said the opposite thing. No, we are the ones that will destroy the Babylonians. Again, you see that perpetual threat of false teaching. Go back, if you would, to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Peter says there were false prophets also among the people. We see that in Jeremiah's day. We can go to the book of Ezekiel and we can build the same case. You can go through the minor prophets and you can build the same case. Again, there were false prophets among the people. Now notice what Peter says. "Even as there shall be false teachers," listen to it, "among you." A perpetual threat. This is an ongoing threat. As long as time continues, there are going to be people teaching a false doctrine. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm trying to be truthful. And I do appreciate what God is doing for us, because He is warning us about false teaching. You think about all of the warnings that we have just in the New Testament. We see in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus warned us about false prophets which would come in sheep's clothing. But inwardly, He says, they are ravening wolves. What's Jesus doing? He's warning us about false teaching. And I love the context of Matthew chapter 7. Because that whole context has to do with false teaching. Jesus says, "Beware." Numerous warnings. In 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, the Apostle John says, "Test the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And we see these false prophets, these false teachers, are filled with lies. And we see that it's these lies that deceive people. As I mentioned, there are true apostles, but when we look at Revelation 2, we see that there are also false apostles. Another well-known section of Scripture is found in Acts chapter 20. And listen to what Paul does here in Acts chapter 20. He calls for the elders at Ephesus. And we're familiar with this charge. But here in Acts chapter 20, beginning at verse number 29, Paul says, "For I know that after my departure shall grievous wolves," the wolves that Jesus talked about, "shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." Again, a perpetual threat to God's people. False teachers are always a perpetual threat. There were false teachers among the Israelites. There are false teachers amongst our brethren. And we see even today that there are false brethren. False brethren who twist the Scriptures again to their own destruction. Warning after warning after warning. Whether you look at the Old Testament, whether you look at the New Testament, God essentially says, beware. Number two, as we continue to go through this text, beware of false teachers because, number two, of their methods. And their methods, Peter says, are subtle and deceptive. Listen to what Peter says. There shall even be false teachers among you who privily or secretly shall bring in damnable heresies or destructive heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Again, as you think about false teaching, a lot of times, even in the church, it secretly, you see what I'm saying? It secretly creeps in. That's why Peter is warning these Christians. That's why Paul is warning the elders at Ephesus, because that's the way false teaching works. Again, we see the methods of false teachers are subtle. They are deceptive. I said already that the book of Jude is a lot like the book of 2 Peter. Look at Jude verse number 3 and verse number 4. And notice how Jude begins this short epistle. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You see how Jude begins this epistle? I want to write to you about the common salvation. But Jude says it was needful that I encourage you to stand for the truth of God's Word. Why? Because of the perpetual threat of false teachers. Verse 4, for there are certain men. Listen to what Jude says, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, really, Peter and Jude are talking about the same individuals who were denying the Lord. And more likely, it had to do with these Gnostic teachers. But these Gnostic teachers, false teachers, again, Jude verse 4, were trying to creep in among God's people secretly. As you think again about false teaching from what Peter, from what Jude is saying, their methods are subtle and deceptive, who privily shall bring in destructive heresies. Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, warns Timothy that some would depart from the faith. And you read through 1 and 2 Timothy, and over again, you see Paul talking about Alexander and Hymenaeus who withstood his words, who did them much harm. Talking about these false teachers. Again, their methods are subtle and deceptive. I want you to think about this point as we think about this second point. A false teacher will not always say wrong things 100% of the time. Again, their methods are subtle and deceptive. They will not always say wrong things 100% of the time. That's why we are encouraged to search the Scriptures. Acts 17, verse 11. To see if what is being preached is so. If we're not searching the Scriptures, how are we going to know if what we're hearing is godly or only sounds godly? You see why we have to search the Scriptures? Why we have to test the spirits? Let me show you something else from the book of 2 Timothy as it relates to false teaching. And this point, again, their methods are subtle and deceptive. Look, if you would, at 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Verse number 13, Paul speaks about evil men and seducers, false teachers, who shall wax worse and worse. Now listen to this. Deceiving and being deceived. False teachers, through their false message, are deceiving people. But Paul says something about false teachers. Those who are deceiving others are often deceived themselves. Sometimes they don't even know that what they're saying is false. And that's what Paul is warning Timothy about. That's what Peter is warning Christians about. The perpetual threat of false teaching. Beware of false teaching because their methods are subtle and deceptive. And Peter goes on there at the end of verse number 1. Beware of false teaching because he says their doctrine is destructive. In fact, he mentions there in verse 1, damnable or destructive heresies. Heresy basically can translate to self-willed opinions that turn people or pull people away from the truth. As Paul worked with Titus and as Paul left Titus at Crete, in Titus chapter 3 verse 10, Paul told Titus, a heretic after the first, second admonition, you reject. Why? Because again, of that perpetual threat of false teaching and how it destroys. Paul in Romans 16, verse number 17, says that we are to mark and we are to avoid those who promote a false teaching. And essentially, you see the same language in the book of 2 John 9 through 11. But here in the book of 2 Peter, again, these false teachers were discouraging people from submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. As we continue to look at Peter's words in verse 2, Peter says, and many shall follow their pernicious or destructive ways. Beware of false teaching because, number 4, false teaching is alluring. Notice that. False teaching is alluring. Listen to what Peter says. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. I mentioned Matthew chapter 7 earlier, and I want us to turn back to Matthew chapter 7 because I want you to see this context because it really fits with what Peter is talking about here. But in Matthew chapter 7, the Sermon on the Mount, as you know, we're studying the Sermon on the Mount, but here in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Jesus talks about those two paths. And as you consider those two paths, essentially, Jesus says there's a straight and narrow path that leads to eternity. And then there is a broad path that leads to destruction. That's verse number 14, verses 13 and 14. And then in verse number 15, Jesus warns people about false prophets. Thus, we can conclude from these verses that that broad path is a religious path that leads people to destruction. Think about that. That broad path is a wide path that leads people to destruction. In fact, Jesus will go on and develop this thought in verse 21 when He says, not everyone that saith to Me, Lord, Lord, in the days of Jeremiah, the people, the false prophets, were prophesying a false message in the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, many are going to do the same thing. And that's why so many go down that religious path, that broad path. Jesus says again, not everyone that says to Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of My Father which is in heaven. Notice again the word many, verse number 22. Many will go down that broad path. Verse 22, many will say to Me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Notice that. In Thy name, and in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name done many wonderful works. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from Me, ye that work iniquity. You know what the Lord reveals here is very, very sobering. As you think about what he is saying, the majority of the world is going to be lost. But have you thought about why the majority of the world is going to be lost? You look out into the world today and we see so much religion, and not all of it is right. Not all of it is right. The devil is doing a very good job deceiving people with lies through his false prophets, through false teachers who are deceiving people, going down the wrong path. They think they're on the right path, but in reality, they're on the wrong path. Peter says, as he's warning Christians about false teachers, he says their teaching is alluring. It sounds good. As Paul tells Timothy, beware of false teachers because they will tickle people's ears. You preach the word. You be instant in season, out of season. Timothy, you reprove, you rebuke, you exhort. Remember, we are at war. As we are sowing the seed, the devil is sowing his tares. As we continue to look at this context together in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2, many will follow their pernicious ways, their destructive ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Look at verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Beware of false teaching, false teachers, because Peter says their motives are impure. They are self-centered. They preach their lies for one reason, to profit off of the people. Again, you see how that correlates with what the false prophets were doing in the days of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31, and Peter's essentially saying the same thing about the false teachers in his day. Again, they were making merchandise of the people. They were profiting off the people through their lies. Peter says concerning these false teachers, their motives are impure. And then finally there in verse, at the end of verse number 3, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Beware of false teachers because they and all them that follow their teaching are headed toward eternal destruction. And you see again the same thing in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 16. The challenge to spiritual growth, as we've studied tonight from 2 Peter chapter 2, is very clear. What challenges us to be the people that God wants us to be is false teaching. We have to be on guard. As we think about these points concerning false teachers and their false doctrine, false teaching is a perpetual threat to God's people. False teaching, false teachers that is, and their methods are subtle and deceptive. Their doctrine, Peter says, is destructive. Their teaching is alluring. Their motives are impure, and they are headed toward eternal destruction. Dear friends, we don't want to follow false teaching. We want, as Solomon would say, to buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23, verse 23. The truth is what saves us. The truth, as Peter declares earlier in his first epistle in chapter 1, verse 22, purifies our soul. We want to share the truth. We want to defend the truth of God's Word. Like Paul in Philippians 1, verse 17, I am set for the defense of the gospel. But remember, when we're out there proclaiming the truth of God's Word, as we're sowing the seed of the kingdom, the devil will be right there to sow his tares. Beware of false doctrine. Don't allow the devil to carry you away from the Lord, to be blown away by every wind of doctrine. Remain true to the doctrine of Christ. And when you remain true only to the doctrine of Christ, again we see in 2 John 9 through 11, we have fellowship not only with the Father, but also with the Son. Lord willing, when we come back next week, we want to pick up in verse number 4. And again, Peter is going to give us more warnings concerning these false teachers and those who follow their destructive ways. May God help us to only follow the truth, to live by the truth, and to preach the truth. The lesson is yours tonight. If you are subject to heaven's invitation, if we can help you in any way spiritually speaking, we invite you to come forward right now as we